Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You need to go get your Bible and pull up a chair and turn up your radio and become a student in this Bible class. And it's a good class to be in. We're studying old Sunday school lessons. And this is an old Sunday school lesson on the call of Peter as an apostle. The name of the lesson is Peter Becomes a Disciple of Christ. And in just a moment, we're going to read from the text, Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. This is the first Sunday school lesson on a quarter of Sunday school lessons about the life and letters of Peter. Now, while you're turning in your Bibles to Mark chapter 1, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read the text, and then we'll go to Elam's notes on this text. The text is Mark 1, 14 through 18. Now after John was delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe in the gospel." And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they left their nets and followed him. So, Matthew, Mark, and Luke record the calling of these four disciples, and comment is made as follows on all that these three say. Luke goes into more detail than Matthew and Mark, although Luke does not mention Andrew by name in this connection. Matthew says that Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee and saw Peter and Andrew casting a net into the sea. And going on further, he saw James and John, and Mark says the same. Matthew and Mark omit the fact that Jesus taught the multitudes by the sea at this time, also the great draught of the fishes. Luke mentions these. While he taught the multitudes standing by the lake of Gennesaret, he called Peter, Andrew, James, and John. While he taught by the sea, the multitude pressed upon him and heard the word of the Lord. By the seaside was a convenient place to teach and a favorite one with Jesus. He sat in a boat and taught on different occasions. He sat in the boat and taught while the multitude stood on the beach. He sat down when he delivered the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 and verse 1. There were two boats which belonged to these four disciples. The fishermen had toiled all night in vain and were now out of their boats to wash their nets, Luke 5, 2-7. After washing the nets, they went back to the boats, and James and John were mending their nets. Jesus entered into Simon's boat and asked him to put out a little from the land and to let down the nets for a draught. Peter replied that they'd toiled all night and had taken nothing. Yet at Jesus' word, they would try again. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets were breaking. They found it necessary to call the assistance of their partners, James and John. This was done by beckoning to their partners, James and John. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. Jesus must have kept the boats from sinking. When Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." In contrast to the purity and power of Jesus, Peter felt his own sinfulness and weakness, but his humility and confession shows Peter's fitness to enter upon his future work. All, as well as Peter, were amazed at this. Although Jesus had worked miracles before, when they had brought their boats to land, they left all and followed Jesus. Our lesson states that Peter and Andrew first started with Jesus, and going on a little further, Jesus called James and John. Now Mark 1:20 says, James and John left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. Not for the sake of the fishes did Jesus cause them to catch so many. In this he taught them a great and needful lesson, namely, transcendently greater it is to catch men than to catch fishes. And if they would follow him, they should catch men. To follow Jesus was not to go about with him during his personal ministry, but to obey him ever and to go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Andrew and Peter, James and John were partners. They owned their boats and the hired servants. Their business was an honest one, and they were successful. This shows they were energetic, practical, reliable businessmen of general observation and good common sense. The study of the characteristics and work of all the apostles is both interesting and helpful. From John 1, 29 through 42, we learn that Andrew, Peter, John, and perhaps James were already disciples of Jesus at the time of this lesson, and therefore had been with him before. John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and to his own disciples as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. All the apostles were present when Jesus was baptized, and this was necessary in order to become an apostle, Acts 1:22. Andrew, Peter, John, and perhaps James and others went with Jesus from his temptation to Cana of Galilee, to Capernaum, and back to Jerusalem through Judea, where they were baptized under his discretion, and back to Galilee. For a short while, they seemed to have returned to their own homes and private affairs, but now they leave all to follow him permanently and indeed to catch men. I would like to read that to you from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 42. On the morrow he seeth Jesus coming to him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And this is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man who is come before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. For this cause came I baptizing in water. And John bare witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but that he sent me to baptize in water. He said unto me, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding on him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and bore witness that this is the Son of God. John 1 and verse 35. Again on the morrow, John was standing and two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked and saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and beheld them following, and said unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is being interpreted teacher, where abidest thou? He said unto them, Come, and ye shall see. They came therefore and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two that heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He findeth first his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted Christ. he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, "Thou art Simon, the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation Peter. And so I thought, reading that account, this was referenced in the Sunday school lesson, would be beneficial to us. We can never fully realize the vast importance and superlative glory of winning souls to Christ until we stand complete in the end of redemption, which comes through Christ, and realize the full meaning and blessedness of eternal salvation. What will it be to be there? Now, this lesson also covers the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. Let me read that to you. This is from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 31. "And straightway when they were come out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and straightway they tell him of her, and he came and took her by the hand and raised her up, and the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. After calling the four disciples from their fishing boats on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus and they went on the Sabbath day from the sea into Capernaum, and as his custom was, he entered into the synagogue and taught. All were astonished at his teachings, and more greatly so when they beheld him cast an unclean spirit or demon out of a man. And the report of him went out straightway everywhere into all the region of Galilee round about." Let me read that to you. Turning in my Bible back to Mark chapter 1. And I want to read verses 21 through 28. "And they go to Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority and not as the scribes. And straightway there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, 'What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God.' And Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Hold thy peace and come out of him.' And the unclean spirit, tearing him, crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, inasmuch as they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? A new teaching. With authority he commandeth even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.' And the report of him went out straightway everywhere in all the region of Galilee round about." Now from the synagogue, Jesus and his disciples went at once into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Andrew and Peter were of Bethsaida, John 1:44, and their house was in Capernaum. Hence we conclude that Bethsaida was either a suburb of Capernaum, or these men had removed from one place to the other since they'd met Jesus. Unlike his so-called successors, the popes of Rome, Peter was a married man, kept house, and his mother-in-law and brother Andrew lived with him. His mother-in-law was sick in bed with a great fever. By the gentle touching of Jesus' hand, the fever left her immediately, and she arose and ministered to serve them. No one could doubt that this was a miracle. While in mercy, Jesus relieved suffering, humanity miraculously, yet his miracles were to confirm the truth and to convince the world that he was the Son of God. Well, this is a great way to begin this study in the life and letters of Peter. We're going to continue this. There's a little bit more to this Sunday school lesson that we will finish in our next class. In the meantime, we invite you to come and worship with us when you can at the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe between McMinnville and Biola.